Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for September 24th, 2025. So mortgage rates went up just a little bit yesterday. So what's in store over the next few weeks? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video, because there's really no economic news today. I'll prove that to you right through here. If we go to the economic calendar, we have new home sales and crude oil inventory. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is right through here. Mortgage demand stalls after mini refinance boom. So what I want you guys to understand is where rates are going from here and the whys behind it. Because if you're watching this channel, you're most likely trying to figure out what's going on with those. And this week could be a really volatile ride over the next few days. So without further ado, let's get over to the economic news that's coming out the rest of this week that really could shake up the markets. First, I want to show you just an article from CNBC. And here's what it is. Mortgage demand stalls after a mini refinance. I just want to show you this caption because it was kind of on point. It was Diane Olick. She's at CNBC. She basically does all the real estate news over there. So let's get over to Diane this morning, not Rick Santelli. Let's get over to Diane, see what she has to say about the mortgage demand stalling and what that means for consumers and what that means possibly where mortgage rates are going. So let's get over to the video.
All right, the mortgage numbers just released after a volatile week for interest rates. Diana Olick is here. She's got more on that front. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Becky. Yeah, and you remember last week when we saw that massive 58% weekly surge in refinance demand. Mortgage demand stalled, though, last week, even though interest rates fell further. The average rate on the 30-year fix for conforming loans dropped to 6.34% from 6.39%. And that's for loans with 20% down. But that's the lowest level since September of last year. But that's a weekly average. And last week was really volatile. Early in the week, before the Federal Reserve cut its rates, mortgage rates, which loosely follow the 10-year, fell to the lowest level in 3 years. But in the days after the Fed cut rates, they shot right back up almost 25 basis points. So refinance demand, which again had spiked higher the week before, it just went up 1% for the week. And it was, though, still 42% higher than the same week a year ago. Now, mortgage applications to buy a home, essentially flat, up just 0.3% for the week, up 18% from the same week a year ago. Now, after a huge surge the week before in demand for adjustable rate mortgages, that's ARMs, demand for those riskier loans fell back again last week. So borrowers had been looking really for any type of savings on the monthly payment. Of course, ARM rates are much lower than fixed rate loans.
So I guess part of this is people are thinking the Fed's going to continue to cut rates, and maybe that shows up. Maybe they're pausing on that. But then there's a lot of people who think the 10-year is not going to move anymore because all of those cuts have already been priced out.
I think there are just so many people who are right on the edge of that savings. And that's why you saw so many people go from the fixed rate. Because say you had, you know, high sixes or even 7% on your 30-year, and then you go into an ARM, which is well into the 5% range. If you have a big enough mortgage, you're saving $1,000 a month. That is considerable savings. But when you see those rates start to pack up again, even just 25 basis points, you lose the math. You know, lose the math on the savings.
And the confidence that rates are going to stay
there. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a great article there from CNBC. So here, let me explain to you guys a little bit of something. So you might have heard that when she said, well, demand for adjustable rate mortgages has spiked over the last couple of weeks. It has, but the rate differential isn't that big. So I want to talk to you guys about that briefly because they mentioned it in that article. If you go down through here, well, this one shows a pretty darn good spread. If you got a 30-year fix right here at 6.3, then you have an ARM at 5.8. That's a big enough spread that I might take the difference in this. So I want to explain to you guys what an ARM does and what it really is. Okay, so for example, this one is the 7/6 SOFR ARM. Okay, so what this means is that rate is locked for 7 years. 7 years. Most people refinance after 3, 4, 5 years. And if you're getting a refinance now, you might have the possibility of refinancing again next year when rates hopefully come down a little bit more. The spread between these two right here, that's sufficient enough that I would possibly look at an adjustable rate mortgage. Now, they're not like they used to be. What crashed the market years ago was subprime mortgages, and a lot of them were adjustable rate mortgages. But what they did is they had a teaser rate. It was an interest-only payment that it was amortized over a long period of time. So basically what you got is your first payment wasn't even enough to cover interest. And then after your rate adjusted, and those were usually 2 to 3 years, is after that rate would adjust, it could go up double. Some people saw their mortgage payment triple. So those loans aren't available anymore. They were called negative amortization loans. So if there's a big enough spread in interest rates when it comes to adjustable rate mortgages, that might be an option for you. They're not as scary as they used to be. Again, remember, this one here is a 7/6. That means it's fixed for 7 years. The number in the front means how many years it's fixed for. So you don't have to worry about, okay, next year it's going to adjust and the next year it's going to adjust. No, this is going to be locked in for quite some time before it starts adjusting. So that's just food for thought over there. So you go across the board and here's where rates are for today. Yeah, they upticked a little bit. Let's get over and see what they're looking like for today. So let's get over to the economic calendar. We really don't have all that much here. I'll go to the actual economic calendar. There's really nothing here, like I said. So let's see what the bond market's doing today. Because really no data's out, here's what the market's looking like. MBSs are down 3 ticks. Now, if you're new to my channel, this is what we focus in on each day. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street, and the yield on this thing makes up your mortgage rate. Okay, so what you need to understand is how this works. So if the price of this bond, which you're seeing on the screen right now, is going down, that means mortgage rates are going up. It has a flip-flop, basically a yin-yang effect. Think of it that way. If the prices are going down, rates are going up. If the prices are going up, which we love, that means rates are coming down. What Diane Olick was saying is over the last couple weeks, well, let's go back to a month. We were way up here. Well, that doesn't look that big. But if you go up, again, remember rates are coming down. So going into the Fed meeting, rates are going down, 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 down. And then once the Fed cut, I think it's on here. Let's see. Yeah. Once the Fed cut last, it looks like last Wednesday, right through here, the mortgage rates went down, 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 down. And when down goes, rates go up. So that's what we're looking at right through there. You go to the Federal Reserve watch board. This is the stuff they're watching for. And the reason why this is a big deal is a lot of this data is coming in this week. So we have the PCE, the number one inflation figure that the Federal Reserve monitors. That's not coming in, but we're going to get some inflation. Well, that is coming in on Friday. Hold on a second. We do have that coming in on Friday, now that I remember. We're going to get a lot of pieces of that puzzle. There's going to be core PCE month over month, year over year, and then the basic PCE. So we'll go over that when the time comes. This will sway the market one way or another unless it's just flat as a pancake. Tomorrow, we're going to get is durable goods orders, GDP, and initial jobless claims. This is going to fill a role in this section right through here because it's telling us where the unemployment numbers are going, and that's the most focal point of the Fed right now, because if you watched my video yesterday and even the Federal Reserve when they came out last week and said they're cutting rates, the big focal point isn't right now on inflation. It's basically saying it's unemployment. So that's what we're looking at. Federal Chairman Powell even said yesterday the inflation rate from tariffs is going to be a one-off. Well, it's being lagged right now because of a lot of countries are getting the tariffs kicked down the can down the road, like China. We don't have an agreement with China yet. So when that tariff news comes in, you know, the inflation might tick up just a little bit more. There wasn't a one-off where it went boom. That's what a lot of economists thought. So it's kind of spread out, and it's not as detrimental as a lot of economists were thinking. So that's that part of the equation. I did add two sections to our description down below. If you want to follow this, or if you don't have access to the MBS, you can actually click into my newsletter, and it'll be down below. This thing is actually live. So you can actually get live tickers from the MBS. And then also live rates if you want to check these out. So down below, I'll have in the description of how to obtain these things. But that's basically what we're looking at for today. When you go across the board through here, let's see what the overall markets are doing. If you go to the CNBC, let's see how the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, they're all coming off record highs, and they're probably going to continue those record highs. Look across the board right now. We got the equity indices. They're up all the way across the board. That's a good news. I don't like this. You guys know how I feel about oil. Oil prices, when they go up, the reason why I don't like oil going up is it's inflationary. The more this price goes up, the more the price of the gas pump goes up, the more diesel goes up, the more all of our products go up. So we want oil at $65 or below. We're there yet. We're there right now, but I don't like the path that this is going right now. When you go look at the treasury market right now, we're up 0.01. This treasury market, when the Federal Reserve announced last week, when Diane Olick was saying, when the Federal Reserve announced last week what they were going to do, the 10-year treasury dropped to 3.99. Today, it's at 10 or 4.13. That's basically what's pushing up rates. So the short end of the yield curve and the short end of the bond market, your short-term maturities, they're faring pretty well right now. But the long end, what they were mentioning in the video, the long end, the 10-year treasury and 30-year mortgages, they're staying sticky. So I'm not seeing a huge reduction in rates unless we get some numbers the latter part of this week that just shocks in all the market. I'm going to say we're going to be sticky there until there's some big catalyst like the China trade tariffs deals, more inflationary numbers coming in, more jobs data coming in. then as that data comes in, these might, you know, these are going to stabilize a little bit more. But as the Federal Reserve cuts rates, as inflation numbers continue to drop, and when we get housing numbers, the inflation part of housing numbers, when it starts coming in, even Goldsby, he's the Chicago Federal Reserve president, he said yesterday, those numbers are ticking down, 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 and now they're at pre-pandemic numbers. So that's fantastic when you're looking at the inflation rates, especially when it comes to housing, because it makes up 40% of our inflation numbers. So that's our report so far for today, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I come out each day to explain to you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this, folks, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And I have a slogan. That slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, the bank that I work at that provides me a federal license also is set up with over 30 other lenders to assure when you guys call us, we can most likely are going to have the lowest rates and lowest fees in the market. And that's why we did that. So if you want to check out the services we offer, just go to therateupdate.com. If you're looking to buy a house, please make sure you check out this video right through here. This is going to give you up to $7,000. Yes, $7,000 if you're looking to buy a home. But if you're looking to refinance, which a lot of people are doing right now, and you might also say, Dan, is that adjustable rate mortgage a good program? We can give you the quote on that, a 30-year fix or any term you want. So check out this tab right through here. If you're looking to refinance, which a lot of people are right now, like Diane Olick said, she said, people with pretty massive mortgages, I'm seeing savings on some people up to $1,000, like she said. Most people are looking at $200, $300, $400 savings each month. So if you're looking to save some money, go over to the refinance tab. This does a little bit of something different. What this is going to do is you're going to tell me what your mortgage is at now and what rate you would want us to reach out to you to go over, you know, a new rate when rates lower. What would that new payment look like? How much would your savings be? What's the cost? That should be one of your most important questions. And what's the break-even point? How long is it going to take you to recover those closing costs? Because the shorter the time duration of that, then when rates come down again or continue to drop, you might want to look at refinancing again. So if you want to kick the can on this purchasing or refinancing or just some questions in regards to mortgage or what kind of rate you can qualify for, join me and Alan today at 2 o'clock. We're going to be here at 2 o'clock going over any questions you guys have, and we're going to be live. We're going to show you how we do it behind the scenes, how we show you live on, you know, how we find interest rates with over 30 different lenders in the country. Pretty intriguing. So if you want to see what kind of rate you can get, join us today. We'll be live later this afternoon. Then I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you at the midday with our Rate Watch with Alan. Thanks a lot, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.